Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're so glad that you're with us tonight, and we are thrilled to be back where it all began on 95.9 FM and 106.9 FM, your true oldie station. For those of you who have been with us since the beginning, we started on this show in this time slot back in August of 2010 or 2011, I guess. And then we went to 900 AM for a while, but we are back live on True Oldies 95.9, and we could not be happier. So for us, it's back to the future, and we hope for you it is as well. We also couldn't be happier about my guest here tonight. Dr. Jeffrey Lefton is our guest, and he is Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical's Fair Oaks Pavilion. And he has some wonderful information to share with us tonight, important information, information that you kind of need to hear as we prepare for the holiday season. We all think it's all jingle bells and mistletoe, but it isn't for everybody. And there are those in the medical profession that have to deal with those people who have some challenges during the holiday season. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what Fair Oaks does. If we have time, we're going to talk about Baker acting, which is an entirely different subject, but important nonetheless. And we're excited that Dr. Lefton is here tonight. Don't forget, or write it down if you didn't know, that I'm going to be speaking this Thursday night at Congregation Sharai Kodesh in Boca Raton at 7 p.m. I'm going to be talking about how aging is getting a little different than we anticipated it to be. It's not exactly that sail down the Intracoastal with that glass of red wine and wind through our hair that we anticipated it to be. So we're going to be at Temple Sharai Kodesh on Thursday, December 7th at 7 o'clock. It's in Boca Raton at 19785 Hampton Drive. I will give that again later in the show, but I hope if you're in that part of our listening area that you join us because it's going to be a lot of fun, and I want to thank Ruth Rails Jewish Family Services for helping set that up. Also, for those of you who are new to the show, just finding us because you're stuck on 95 in traffic on the way home, we're going to be here every Monday night from 6 to 7 o'clock. We're broadcast on 95.9 and 106.9 FM. We also rebroadcast on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. And we replay on Long Island for your friends who live up there at 9 o'clock on Wednesday evenings at Long Island's talk radio station, 103.9 FM. Of course, as is every show on this station, we are on the iHeartRadio app, and we podcast, and I'll tell you how to reach us on podcast also before the end of the show. But now to my guest, Dr. Lefton. Jeff is the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical Center's Fair Oaks Pavilion. Prior to DMC, he was employed at South County Mental Health Center for the previous 29 years. He has held several clinical and administrative positions at the center and has been chief operating officer at the center for 20 years. While there, he has played a significant role in the development of many innovative mental health programs at the center and countywide. He has spearheaded the crisis intervention team training program for law enforcement officers in Palm Beach County and was a guiding force in its implementation and growth. This 40-hour training program provides law enforcement officers with the information and skills necessary to effectively handle people in severe crisis, specifically those with mental illness and substance abuse issues and their families. This training has been provided to over 2,700 officers, deputies, and corrections officers from 27 different law enforcement agencies in Palm Beach County. As well as being involved in CIT locally, Jeff is a founding member of the Florida CIT Coalition and is a founding member and member of the Board of Directors for CIT International. Jeff is also an executive board member of the Palm Beach County affiliate of the National Alliance for Mental illness. He has a PhD in health administration, and along with being a licensed mental health counselor and certified addiction professional. In addition to his work at DMC, and I don't know how he has time for this, he's a deputy sheriff and investigator with Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, where he works in the Behavioral Services Division. And that's quite a resume. So welcome to the show, Dr. Lefton. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I know I didn't even mention this in our preparation, but I know how hard it is to do all of that training. I worked with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department, Palm Beach County Fire Rescue, in doing some Alzheimer's training. So yeah, I know how hard that is and how rewarding. So I thank you for that effort. That's terrific.
Great. Thank you.
So, we have a lot to cover, but with the holidays upon us, most of us think that the holidays is joyous for everybody, but it is not always so. There are many people who have particular struggles during the holidays, and nobody more than you would know about that. So tell us a little bit about why the holidays aren't what they appear to be for everyone.
Well, like you say, you know, most people have a great time. It's a time to get together with family and friends and go shopping and eat a lot of food and just have a lot of fun. So that's the majority of people. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that find it overwhelming, find that those kind of things, for a lot of different reasons that we'll get into, lead to depression, turns out to lead to isolation. And it's something that folks don't look forward to. Right. And when close to the holidays, like we are now, we already had Thanksgiving, this is the time to really be looking out for those kind of people. And we'll talk about how maybe to prevent some of that.
So is it a chicken and an egg thing? Do the holidays depress people and cause isolation, or does isolation during the holidays and the sense of what's lost or not there create depression, or is it all of the above?
I think it's all of the above. I think if someone has a propensity to be depressed and they already are being treated for depression, they really have to be on the lookout during the holidays, because especially like your listeners, you know, they've probably had a lot of losses. They can't be with the family they want to be with. Their kids are up north. Their loved ones have passed away, maybe. And their friends are busy doing other things with other friends. And so I think that could lead to further depression. Even if you don't have a history of depression, just the expectation is very high during the holidays. The expectation of being social, going shopping, doing the things that I said a lot of people are very happy to do, that could lead to a lot of negative feelings for some people.
You know, I hadn't thought about it, but as you were talking about it, because I don't think about shopping so much for the holidays because my wife does it and I don't. But the truth is, if you can't afford to go shop, right, there's a lot of pressure on people around the holidays to be something that maybe it's outside their comfort zone.
Yeah, right? Financially, it could be very devastating sometimes. Right. And when you're in the holiday spirit, you want to buy those things for the people that you work with, the people that you know, your family, and you want to make sure that you live up to those expectations. So, but then when those credit card bills come in, you know,
then you're really depressed.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
The holiday blues, you know, in many cases are just the holiday blues, but many times, as we've already started to talk about, they're more than that. How does this manifest itself? How, what are some of the telltale signs that somebody's really struggling at this time of year?
Well, the primary thing is social isolation. When normally a person is outgoing and surrounds themselves with people, if they start isolating, that's the number one thing to look out for. Other kinds of symptoms, things to look at, are sleeping patterns, patterns of what they usually do. So if they usually exercise, or they're usually, sleep a good 8 hours, and they're not. They're only sleeping 4 hours a night. They stop exercising. Their appetite changes. Either, they're eating a whole lot or they're not eating enough. Those are things that people should really be mindful about.
And really, you know, I talk about it in other contexts. The average senior's nearest living adult child lives 285 miles away. That's, mm-hmm. that's average. Now, obviously, there are those whose children live right around the corner.
Right.
But you may be in an independent or assisted living community or in your own home, and your neighbors, their kids are all in town. Your kids can't come for any host of reasons. Neighbors can be play an important part in helping identify people who may be struggling beyond their normal appearance. Because when you say if they're not eating well, if somebody's by definition isolated because they live by themselves,
right?
They're not totally alone. Other people can pay attention. So we all should be aware of this, right?
Definitely. I think that we're even in a more unique situation down here in South Florida where either the parents have moved down here and now the kids are up north, and it's a whole lot more than 275 miles away.
Right.
And so they're not watching them every day. Or vice versa. The kids are down here and the parents are up north. And so, yeah, neighbors, friends, associates, people that they've worked with or people that where they volunteer really need to be looking out for those kind of things.
Can we predict who's going to struggle during the holidays? Is it should we not be surprised by who's there, or can we often be surprised?
I think that there are some things that are predictive. You know, I think in the, you know, especially if the holidays in general are a time where they have difficulty, meaning that they're grieving the loss of someone during the past year. If someone passed away that they usually spend the holidays with, that's a predictor. If they can't have their children with them, that's a predictor. And if they have, you know, if they've typically had problems during the holidays, other kinds of things. Sometimes people don't even recognize it themselves. They don't know what's going on. They don't feel themselves. They don't want to decorate. They don't want to cook when they're used to cooking, you know, things like that. So I think there's some obvious things, and then there's some less obvious.
It's hard to self-diagnose depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also hard to communicate loneliness,
right.
Particularly if there's nobody there to listen.
Right, right.
That's why,
but
that's
it
why
is.
You're lonely.
And that's why depression, aside from the holidays, is very underdiagnosed and undertreated. You know, so a lot of times people could go several years during the holidays and no one would even really know that this is a depressing time for them.
So let's digress and talk about depression in general. It's really epidemic among seniors, is it not?
It is.
I mean,
you have
to be seeing it all the time.
Oh, I do. And for all the reasons that we talked about specific to the holidays, you can generalize that to any time. You know, a lot of older adults have a lot of losses. They live in communities where they've seen people leave and they haven't left yet, you know. And their kids don't call as often. And their grandkids, they're up north or they're not involved with their grandchildren. So, we see it a lot, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's funny. It's not funny, but I lost a dear friend a number of years ago. She was only 62, and mm-hmm. And at her funeral, I remarked to the person sitting next to me, who was another friend, that the crowd was enormous, and it was, and she deserved it. She was a special person. But the person next to me said, when you're the first to go, you know, the lines are out the door. When you're the last to go, nobody's there. And
yeah.
That's kind of a little bit about what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. You know, I've made that comment in that same context several times.
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dr. Jeffrey Lefton, who is the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical Center's Fair Oaks Pavilion. We're talking about a whole host of things tonight. We're talking about the holiday blues. We're talking about being prepared for that. We're going to talk about how to prevent that as soon as we come back. But we're also talking about depression. We're going to talk about Fair Oaks and what Fair Oaks does, because it's a unique facility in our healthcare dynamic that most people don't know anything about. And if we have time, we're going to talk about Baker acting at the end of the show. But we're going to talk about depression. We're going to talk about substance abuse among seniors and how that gets more prevalent during the holiday season. We have a host of things. And of course, if you're new to the show, we're here every Monday night now on 95.9. We used to be on 900. The show's not new, but this time slot is. So we're glad you're here. If you have found us and moved over from 900 AM, we're glad that you are in fact still with us, and we look forward to that. If you have questions for my guests, want to talk about holiday blues, want to talk about depression or anything else, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Dr. Jeffrey Lefton, who is the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical Center's Fair Oaks Pavilion. We're talking about, we're talking about depression. We're talking about it specifically as it relates to the holidays, although it's not a uniquely holiday-specific problem. So we talk broader outside just the calendar nature of this. Dr. Lefton is an expert in mental health issues. Prior to the break, Jeff, we were talking about being predictive of people who are going to struggle during the holidays. We were talking about isolation and depression. Can we prevent this? Can we prevent depression, for one? Can we prevent it being exaggerated during the holiday season?
Yeah, I think that there's several things that people can do to either prevent being depressed or to control it. And I think first people have to monitor their expectations, of themselves and really what they think the expectations of other people are. So, plan ahead. If you're invited to 26 different parties, you can't make 26 different parties. Right. So, say no to some things that are going to be too overwhelming for you. I think avoiding any kind of conflict with families. It's a time that people get together.
No politics.
No politics. Yeah, right. That's the first rule. Just have that on the door when people come in. Try to avoid those. And, save it for another time, because there'll be another time. And do whatever you can to try to avoid those kind of conflicts. It's not going to be perfect, and it never will be perfect. It's never going to be like last year or the year before. It's going to be different. So if you accept that, I think those are that's going to help prevent going deeper into depression. And of course, if you're depressed, get some help. Get some help. Talk to a friend. Talk to a therapist. Talk to your doctor. Talk to somebody that you trust, and get the help that you need.
Getting help is hard. It's hard to self-diagnose, but there are people out there who are out there to help you. I mean, your physician, for one, sure, mm-hmm. your religious leader, mm-hmm. rabbi or priest or whoever, your best friend, even your kids, you're right. But if you don't ask, you know, other people are heavily involved. And I think that's... And I guess we didn't really talk about this before either, but some people, if they don't speak up, become invisible during the holidays, and that really you resent being invisible, yet you're not doing anything to be present.
Yeah, it's very difficult, and people need to do what they have to do. If they feel that they're isolating, they need to do what they can to get out there, even if it's volunteering at whatever you enjoy doing, at the animal shelter. There's all kinds of great organizations out there down here in South Florida where you can volunteer and be very useful. And right. You feel better about yourself, and you're doing something good for the community.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Are suicides up during the holidays or suicide attempts?
That's a myth.
Is it?
It is a myth that suicides are up. As a matter of fact, the months of November, December, and January are the lowest for people that die from suicide. The months of April through August are the highest. And although it's not a myth that people attempt suicide— and that people are very depressed during the holidays. Right. That's not a myth. But completed suicides, and I think that that's been out there for a long time, that suicides are up during the holidays. But that's not actually accurate.
That's interesting. Is there any reason why April through August are? Does anybody know? Is there been any studies that I'm just fascinated by?
I don't know, because there's a lot of studies that have to do with depression and light and weather. And so, like up north, we don't have it down here, but up north, the seasonal affective disorder, the depression during the holidays is another factor. Being in the cold, gray north, which we don't have to deal with here, luckily.
No, it's funny you say that it won't be like last year. That was very interesting. In my family, and I know I told you before, regular listeners know that I refer to my grandchildren as cashews, half Catholic, half Jews. That was new for you. But one of my kids is going to be having Christmas here in Florida for the first time. And for my son-in-law, his family will be in New York. And mm-hmm. That's going to be challenging for him. There's no question about that. He's to miss being there. So you're right. It's not like last year, but it doesn't mean it's not good. It means, right, it can be great. You just have to decide that you want to make the best of it, I would guess, right?
Right.
That's
hard to do.
New traditions,
new kind of things that this year will be like next year, you know, but it won't necessarily be like last year.
That's great. So if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock on 95.9. The True Oldies station, also broadcast on 106.9. And then we rebroadcast on 103.9 on Long Island every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And then we replay this show again Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on 95.9 and 106.9. If you're new, if you just stumbled upon us, we've been doing this for a long time, but this is a new time slot for us, and we're excited as can be to be back here because this is, in fact, where it all began back in 2011. So we're glad that you're with us. We hope that you stay with us. We talk about shows that confront boomers and issues that confront boomers and their parents. I have some fascinating shows coming up in the next couple of weeks in particular that I can't wait to tell you about, and I will as soon as we get back. But in the meantime, I'm here tonight with Dr. Jeffrey Lefton, who is the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical Center's Fair Oaks Pavilion. If you don't know about Fair Oaks, we're going to talk about that too. So if you have any questions for Dr. Lefton or for myself, call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. It is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Dr. Jeffrey Lefton, Dr. Lefton is the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical Center's Fair Oaks Pavilion. We're going to talk about Fair Oaks in just a little bit. We're going to talk about a whole host of other things. I wish I had more time because I really want to talk about your work with the Sheriff's Department, too. And I don't know how you find time to do all of the things that you do. But we have been talking mostly tonight about depression and the holidays and how it all works together or doesn't work together. During the holidays, does self-medicating or prescription drugs or alcohol, does it all add to the problem? Is it doesn't exacerbate the problem? Or what role do those things play in the holiday blues, depression, or in depression in general?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when people think about the holidays, part of it is the binging on food and alcohol and anything else that you can do. I mean, overdoing it during the holidays is just something, you know, that is kind of tradition. So somebody that already has a substance abuse issue, it's a dangerous time because you're around a lot of other people that can drink. And the idea of drinking, have a drink, you know, let's cheer to the holidays. We all know it, and it would be very difficult for somebody newly in recovery. There are places where they can go to celebrate that are alcohol-free. And so whether that's, you know, a ceremony in a city where they're having a tree lighting ceremony that's alcohol-free, or sitting down and having a holiday meal that's alcohol-free. Right. But it is you know, for substance abuse, whether it be alcohol, drugs, overeating, over-gambling, whatever the addiction is, it's a difficult time. And, you know, the more support that everyone can give people that have a substance abuse or an addiction problem.
So that's a place where we really both can be predictive and preventative. We talked about both of those earlier. That is a place if we know somebody who's struggling with substance abuse or alcohol abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, there is the misunderstanding, or maybe it's not misunderstanding, but most people don't realize how prevalent and pervasive substance abuse, drug addiction, alcohol addiction is in the senior population. Mm-hmm. It's really much more an issue than people give it credit for, isn't it?
Yes, very much. I mean, it's the growing population of the older adults, and within that population, substance abuse is growing. And whether it be alcohol or pain medication, a lot of folks have a lot of pain when they get older. Right. And so doctors are prescribing those medications, and sometimes for some people, they overuse those medications.
Yeah, and for all the same reasons that the holidays can exaggerate that's true for seniors throughout the year, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Isolation, loneliness, you know, people start having a cocktail at 2 o'clock instead of 3 o'clock. They go to happy hour, starts at lunchtime, you know.
Yeah.
And then the prescription drugs. And then street drugs are even more and more prevalent. Plus, people have money and time and access. It's a serious issue.
It is. It's kind of amazing. We had a woman who was admitted to our hospital, and she came from an assisted living facility, and we do drug tests on everybody that comes in, and she tested positive for THC, which is an ingredient in marijuana,
right?
And we thought it had to do with a medication that she was on, and she said, "No, I smoke marijuana." yeah, it is.
And she was your new best friend.
No, yeah, right. Yeah.
So we didn't talk about this at all in anticipation of the show, but is medical marijuana a contributor to any of the things that we've talked about today? Will it be a contributor? Do we know? Do you have a point of view, or is it too early to tell?
I think it's it's too early to tell. I really don't know, even the legalization of marijuana. So, it's too early.
Yeah,
it's obviously
an open-ended question. No, nobody really knows about that. I'm going to do a show someday on medical marijuana, but I I don't have anybody who's willing to admit
that
they're involved.
Right, I know. I'll listen in on that. You call me.
I want to talk about Fair Oaks, but I don't want to give too little time to that. So before I get to that, before we take the next break, are boomers more at risk? Is the changing demographic in the landscape today creating more risk of depression / substance abuse / alcohol abuse? Does it have to do with the fact that we're aging so quickly, and so many of us are? Do you have a sense of that?
I think that there's a lot of factors and access to prescription drugs. I think that the baby boomers, that when this generation was younger, it was acceptable to use some medications, right, and some drugs. And people get older, they retire, and they're more willing to use those medications, especially when a lot of them start when they're prescribed by a physician, mm-hmm, or they have access to
them. I'm pretty blown away over the years about how many of my friends, you know, I'm 68, I told you before, mm-hmm, I'm 68, how many of my friends still smoke marijuana, mm-hmm, or stopped for 40 years and now they're doing it again. It's
right.
Really, it just like the woman you were talking about. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night at 6 o'clock. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We're here on 95.9 FM and 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. If you're listening on Long Island, we're glad that you're with us on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio. And if you're listening on Saturday morning, I hope the day ahead proves to be as much fun for you as it will for me. I'm talking tonight with Dr. Jeffrey Lefton. Dr. Lefton is the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical Center's Fair Oaks Pavilion. Fair Oaks is a very, very interesting facility, and they do some amazing things that most people don't understand because it's a little back off that Atlantic Avenue behind the hospital. A lot of people don't even know that it's there. So we're going to talk about Fair Oaks because that's something that's really, really important, and it's a community resource that people need to know more about. If you have questions for Dr. Lefton or for me, it's easy. Just call 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by 6 family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us and we're glad that you're staying with us. This is Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. For you new listeners, we are here every Monday night at 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We've been doing this for 6 years, although we're back new to this time slot. We're thrilled to be here on True Oldies. My guest tonight is Dr. Jeffrey Lefton. Dr. Lefton is the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Delray Medical Center's Fair Oaks Pavilion. He has a very long resume, so I won't go through it all. He's done some wonderful things over the years. But Dr. Lefton, most people don't know anything about Fair Oaks, and it's kind of the best kept secret unless you need it, and then it's not a secret at all. So mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us about it and tell us what it does and why it's so unique?
Great. Well, Fair Oaks Pavilion is the psychiatric facility at Delray Medical Center. So we're located on the corner of Linton and Military Trail, and we're a separate building from the main hospital, and we're one of seven Baker Act receiving facilities in Palm Beach County. And what we offer is we have a 66-bed inpatient facility, and that's broken down into four different units. And we have a, I don't like calling it a geriatric unit, but it's a unit for older adults specializing in dealing with depression, anxiety, and some thought disorders for those patients. The other three units are for adults, and we treat all kinds of psychiatric and mental health disorders, and also we're a detox facility. So being a licensed detox facility, we can bring patients in that only need detox, and then we can refer them to facilities in the area where people can receive their outpatient or residential treatment for substance abuse. We have a very robust program. We have therapists, clinical therapists, recreation therapists, a cadre of psychiatrists and medical doctors that follow patients while they're there. And patients are involved in group and individual and family therapy to try to get them back functioning as at their optimal level. Patients don't stay very long. Our average length of stay is between 6 and 8 days. Some patients have to stay longer. Some patients stay shorter. But that's the inpatient side. We also do electroconvulsive therapy. And so we do a lot of that. We do about 2,000 treatments a year. And we have a suite specifically designed to treat people with severe depression and catatonia is what that treatment is for.
It is a locked facility, right?
It is right? A locked facility.
People are pretty much in crisis when they come through that front door, right? I mean, you are really in crisis mode.
Yeah, you need to be, you know, if you need to be hospitalized, you know, people are in crisis. They need to be stabilized. So, yes, it is a locked facility.
You mentioned that you're one of seven Baker Act locations. I will talk about Baker Act, but Baker Act, if I'm not mistaken, only allows you to stay for 72 hours. Is that accurate, or am I wrong?
The initial Baker Act is for 72 hours. And the Baker Act, it's the Florida mental health law, and it's the involuntary examination portion of the Baker Act, of the law. So that allows you to – allows us to evaluate a person for up to 72 hours. At that point, If the patient wants to stay voluntarily, they can do that if they're competent. You know, the psychiatrist feels they're competent. They can sign in voluntarily and stay longer. At the end of the 72 hours, if they are not competent, but the psychiatrist feels that they need to stay longer, we'd have to go to court and ask the court if we could hold them longer than the initial 72 hours. So we have court at the hospital 2 days a week, every Tuesday and Friday.
And do you take the role of a guardian in that situation? And I ask for a specific reason.
The hospital does not, but right. the court appoints a guardian advocate. So that's somebody that consents to the person's treatment while they're in the facility. Right. That ends as soon as the patient either converts to voluntary or is discharged.
Most people come to Fair Oaks, we talked about, in crisis, but they also come via third parties, I'm going to guess, right? Very few people, or maybe I'm wrong, very few people self-admit, or is that not accurate?
Well, about a third of our patients come in voluntarily, come in the front door. The other two-thirds come in under a Baker Act, which is the involuntary, and that could be from a law enforcement officer, a physician, or a family member can go to court and ask the court to court order someone to a facility like Fair Oaks.
In the world of Alzheimer's disease, where somebody – sometimes it's disease-specific, and what appears to be behavioral – Is not. Is that a complex situation for you, and do you deal with that all the time?
Extremely complex, because somebody with dementia doesn't really fit the criteria of the Baker Act, but there's a lot of other things, the behavior that they're exhibiting, they need to be stabilized. And so we bring in a lot of people that do have dementia, but also have a co-occurring.
Yeah, it's not comorbidity, and that true. Yeah, it's the wrong word,
right? Right.
That's interesting because that's something that I am asked regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the largest in South County, am I correct, in terms of
Number of beds?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We're the largest. There is a hospital, JFK North, up on 45th Street that has more beds than us, but we're South the largest in the South.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually think only of what I still call it Columbia. I know it's JFK North, but I think of you too. And how long have you been there? You've been there for
I've been there for 5 years. And right. I was at South County Mental Health Center, which is just across the street from us, 29 years.
Is it changing rapidly, or are the problems kind of the same as they've always been?
I think they're more complex now. I mean, the drugs and the synthetic drugs kind of lend itself to either trying to figure out what's going on with patients. We can't just assume just because they took drugs that it is the drugs, and vice versa. You know, just because somebody presents a psychotic and there's no history of using drugs, that we can't presume that they're not using drugs.
So my frame of reference is always boomers and their parents, but I guess you get some teenagers through the door too, right?
Yeah, we only treat adults, but we get a lot of 18-year-olds.
Yeah,
we do. And, you know, psychiatric disorders start out when people are in their late teens, early 20s, and we have a lot of schools around here, a lot of colleges. So we do see a lot of young adults.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here. As I said earlier tonight, it's like Back to the Future. We're back on 95.9 FM and 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. We used to reside here for many years, and then we moved over to 900 AM an hour earlier. If you're one of those people that's been following us for all this time, I can't thank you enough for being with us. If you're new, we're going to be here every Monday night at 6 o'clock. We're going to talk about a whole host of interesting subjects over the weeks and months to come. For those of you who'd like to see me up close and personal, I'm not sure why you would, but if you would, I'm going to be speaking at the congregation Shirai Kodesh this Thursday at 7 o'clock, and that is in Boca Raton. It's at 19785 Hampton Drive in Boca Raton. I'm going to be speaking from 7 to 8. I'm going to be talking about well, they said it was insightful and humorous. I'm not sure it's either, but caring for your aging parents. It actually is a lot of fun. I touch on a whole host of issues, that belie our stated vision of retirement. I talk about how life throws us a few curves, as it does for my guest tonight and what we've been talking about. If you like tonight's show or would like to listen to past shows, we podcast. Tomorrow the show will be up on iTunes. Just go to OMG, I'm Getting, and up the show will pop. It'll also go up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Just hit the radio button on the homepage and you'll find us. If you're one of those people that doesn't have a radio, there is no excuse, because you have a smartphone and there's an app for you. It's called TuneIn Radio, and you can go to the TuneIn Radio app. You can set a reminder to listen to us every Monday at 6 o'clock, and we will pop up TuneIn Radio. And, of course, we simulcast on TrueOldiesFLA.com. Just hit the Listen Live button, and you can hear us. Next week, a most fascinating subject. I'm going to be talking to Dr. Sam Sugar. If that name is familiar to you, he is quoted very often in the Palm Beach Post expose series on guardianship. I think he would be fair to say, an advocate of upending the entire guardianship process. He's been very vocal. I, on the other hand, am treasurer of the National Guardianship Association. I'm past president of the Florida State Guardianship Association. I still serve on the board of the Florida State Guardianship Association. And I can tell you that guardians are not as bad as he says they are. The truth be told, he and I probably have more in common than we do differences. But the show has the potential to be a little controversial. So it's going to be fun. I know it will be civil, because I wouldn't have it any other way. But it's going to be one of the most interesting shows I've ever done. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. As I'm told, our people around the country. I got a call from Ohio today about the show. I don't know how they found out about it, but they did. Anyway, in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about the Elder Helpline. The Elder Helpline is one of the most important resources of the Area Agency on Aging, your Aging and Disability Resource Center. Kim Clausen, who's an old friend of mine, who heads up the Elder Helpline, is going to be here. They do so many wonderful things for people in our community, and we're going to talk more about the Elder Helpline, what they can do for you, and frankly, what they can't. So I encourage you to listen in 2 weeks as well. But I am still here for a few more minutes with my guest, Dr. Jeffrey Lefton. Jeff, you've been most informative about all of the subject matter we've covered tonight. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you wish I had? Is there a subject matter you'd like me to have covered I didn't?
Well, we talked a lot about the holidays and a lot about the, how to prevent from yourself from becoming depressed. And I think that everyone just needs to be good to themselves, relax a lot, exercise more, do healthy, eat healthy, sleep healthy, and hopefully everybody will have a very happy, healthy holiday.
If people want to learn more about what Fair Oaks can do for them, how can they find out about that?
They can call the admissions department. That's area code 561-495-3742, and ask away. Ask any questions. They can certainly call and ask for me if they have specific questions.
So I want to return just for a minute or two, because we don't have a whole host of time left, but Baker Act is a massively misunderstood process. Mm-hmm. But you said 2/3 of your admissions are a Baker Act.
Yes.
What is going on that somebody gets Baker Acted? Because a lot of people think anybody can be Baker Acted, and that's not true.
The criteria for the Baker Act is that the person, they have a mental illness, and because of their mental illness, they're either refusing or unable to determine that they need treatment. And they have to be... you hear a lot about dangerous to themselves or others, but they have to be mentally ill and dangerous to themselves or others, or they could suffer from neglect if they don't get treatment. and that, you know, family and friends aren't able to prevent them from suffering from neglect. So all those things are part of the criteria, and that's the criteria whether the court orders someone, whether law enforcement initiates the involuntary examination, or whether a professional, a licensed mental health counselor, a social worker, there's a list of professionals that can initiate a Baker Act too.
So it's not just a product if you don't agree with somebody's decision, you think they're making stupid decisions, that is not grounds for being Baker Acted. What is grounds for being Baker Acted is a mental health problem that is coupled with a risk to yourself or others.
Right. I think that there is a misconception that just because somebody is mentally ill, they meet the criteria of the Baker Act. And from my law enforcement side of me, a lot of times we get called asking to have someone Baker Acted, but they're not doing anything. Right. They're not hurting anyone. Right. They might not think the way that you and I do, but they
hey, there's no law against making stupid decisions,
right?
Is what I always say. So anyway, I can't thank you enough for being here tonight, Jeff. It's been really very informative. I know it was a little last minute for you, but I can't thank you enough for making the trip up here and for being so gracious and having so much good information. So I thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
One day. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7 o'clock on 95.9 and 106.9 FM. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom is a show about boomers and their parents and the issues that we face. I hope that you'll become a regular listener if you're not. If you are, I can't thank you enough. For those who will be back next week, Dr. Sam Sugar, we're going to be talking about guardianship. It promises to be a most informative show. I encourage you to join us. To the rest of you, thanks for being here tonight. We'll see you next week. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Have a great week. Good night, all.